The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Yeah, if you're running a business, you'd like it to run smooth and efficient. That's why over 40,000 businesses use NetSuite by Oracle. With one unified business management suite, there's one source of truth, giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one fluid platform.
Yeah, nobody knows what it's going to be like to run a business a month from now, much less a year from now, but NetSuite gives you a look at the future with real-time insights and forecasting. And when you're closing the books in days, not weeks, you're spending less time looking backwards and more time focusing on the future.
Yeah, NetSuite helps you respond to immediate challenges and seizing your biggest opportunities. So get started by downloading the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/MVR. The guide is free to you at netsuite.com/MVR. netsuite.com/MVR.
Okay, David Van Camp. It's the white-haired Fat Albert. He's back.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah, professor and MSNBC pundit Elie Mystal, a.k.a. mad scientist Fat Albert, says it doesn't matter if someone gets murdered by an illegal alien.
What?
Why do I care what their status was when they committed the crime? If you can prove they committed a crime. I say in the book, if I get shot, if I get murdered by an undocumented immigrant, please tell my children I did not care that they were undocumented.
Well, if they weren't here in the first place, you wouldn't have got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That's just some other way of being woke. Like if you...
They're just dumb arguments.
...are part of the club, you wouldn't care if you got murdered if they were here legally or not.
Because you're dead.
Basically, and because he was a good person, that didn't matter to him.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's getting at. Yes. I don't quite know.
Basically, it's the crime is the crime, and whether or not they're here legally. But like what Scott said, most of us are kind of screaming at the radio or the TV going, well, right, but you wouldn't have been killed if that person wasn't here.
Right.
And they weren't allowed to be here.
Exactly. By the way, did I detect something here? And I'll say this ahead of time. Because a lot of times, Scott, off air, you'll do the old Harry Carey voice. That was like a different version of it at the beginning of that clip from Elie Mystal to me.
Why do I care what their status was
status.
When they committed the crime?
All right.
So
let me
I
hear
was
you.
Killed.
I got shot by an undocumented person. Join me. Who cares?
Come on now.
I'll be in heaven having a nice cold Budweiser. Yes, exactly.
With Stan Musial.
What a load that Elie Mystal is.
It's just the freak factor, you know?
Yes.
I'm going to say something crazy. Hit and killed by a drunk driver. But hey, if it was just a farm tractor that hit me, what difference does it make?
Does it make any sense? Have you followed this thing with Dave Portnoy, Barstool
yes,
Sports?
Yes, I have. I've been following
Have you,
this.
David?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. So what happens? It's his bar in Philly.
Philly.
And someone has this sign that says, bleep the Jews?
Yes.
Okay. So then he is on a fact-finding mission to find out who was responsible for this.
Right.
And he puts a video out online where he said, and it would just take too long to edit with all the F-bombs. So I've been shaking. I've been so mad for the last 2 hours, like, I instantly got on. This is why the emergency press conference is late, because I was so over the top. I'm going to effing make it my life effing mission to ruin these people. Like, I'm coming for your throat. I'm never ending. Said, you think I'm going to put up with this bleep at my bar? So I've been hunting down waitresses, the table who did it, and everything you can bleeping name, because I want bleeping consequences for bleeping actions.
Well, now.
Trust me, I've been on it. And then he had tracked down and fired the two waitresses who held up the sign and then referred to one of them as one of the dumbest bleeping humans I've ever talked to in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Saying, well, she had a kid in tears and swearing he was not anti-Semitic. Said, I don't buy it for a second. But now that person's no longer apologizing. Is that the update?
I guess.
Yeah, it says
I
mean, that now he didn't do it or something like that.
Yeah, somebody else did it, and he, I don't know.
Then he said he was
nothing else, I find it entertaining. Not the sign, but the fact that he's going after him.
Yeah. But he said he was going to pay for a trip for them to go to Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He said, maybe we can have a dialogue.
No kidding. All right, now we got to get to Nimrod. We're rolling.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News as we go to the Philippines. Dude was attacked by a crocodile. Why? Well, he climbed into its enclosure last week. He thought the croc was a fake, and he wanted to pose for a photo with it.
Oh, God.
Well, it wasn't fake, and he was attacked. He's lucky to be alive.
Jeez.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.